Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the smell of poo, Pat undersells, and some letters. You'll hear that and more coming up right after this.
The devil wears Prada.
You've seen all the ads. It's the story of a small town girl new to the big city, working for a bitchy boss at a New York fashion magazine.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep are getting rave reviews for their performances in
The Devil Wears Prada.
That's right, it's The Devil Wears Prada. Well, forget about Prada, because Bob and Tom Filmworks presents Christy Lee in the cinematic blockbuster, The Devil Wears Kotex. The Devil Wears Kotex, the story of a young intern who goes to work for famous Bob and Tom newscaster Christy Lee during one of her cycles.
Oh, no.
And then I said to him, one more step, and you'll be wishing you'd become a priest, because you sure as hell won't need that or those.
It's Christy on the rampage and seeing red.
Yikes.
And then I said, like hell I will. I don't do that. And I've got three ex-husbands to prove it.
It's Christy Lee in The Devil Wears Kotex. Christy and her intern may be a generation apart, but Christy does her best to plug the gap.
And one more thing, little Missy. Don't take any from Bob and Tom. If they get in my face, I call my lawyer pronto. Irving pronto. He's very good. And as for Chick, he's a great big See that? That's his wife's cell phone number, or as I like to call it, the hotline. If Chick pulls any of his, Christy, can I cry on your shoulder while I play with your bull? One phone call, and I'll turn the heat up on his ass so fast, he'll think he's doing squats in a deep fryer. And another thing.
The Devil Wears Kotex, starring Christy Lee. Here's what the critics are saying. San Francisco Chronicle critic I Am Gay says,
a truckload of Kotex couldn't fill all the holes in this plot. But Christy Lee is bitch-tabulous. You go, girl. However, I thought the soundtrack was atrocious. Ragtime music played by a string quartet. Tacky!
The Devil Wears Kotex. Oh, only from Bob and Tom Filmworks.
And what is this fascination Tom has with bowel movements? Hello, Dr. Freud. And if Bob likes boobs so much, why doesn't he ever grab mine? Is there something wrong with me? When I was your age, I went on tour with a certain rock band who wore makeup, and perfect strangers grabbed my boobs every night. And why is it so hard to get a good cup of coffee? I mean, Starbucks is great, but have you ever been to one of those convenience stores?
You may want to change the channel, folks. This could go on for a while.
By the way, what's so convenient about those places anyway? The aisles are narrow, the prices are a joke, and another thing.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And I'll remind you that Josh is out taking a little well-deserved vacation with his family, fishing in the Ozarks. We'll see how he does. If he catches any fish, we're certainly looking forward to hearing what's happening. Chick, you look disgusted. Okay, well. I got a letter here about you, Chick. Yesterday, you mentioned that you woke up.
That's right.
You had a problem. What was that again?
I smelled poo. I'm sorry, poop. You don't like poo because Winnie the Pooh.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now we have Winnie the Pooh news coming up.
And I have two dogs, so I thought, okay, well, let's get up.
Ted writes, Dear Bob and Tom Show, yesterday when Chick couldn't figure out why he woke up smelling poop, did anyone ask him if he'd tried smelling his finger. That is just...
You don't have to read everything that's put in front of you.
Mike Mark brought that in. He asked me to read it.
You think that's the...
throw him under the bus.
Don't you think that's the first thing I did? Okay.
Okay, so
use your head.
Okay, so
everybody
sorry.
Does that.
Of course.
Now, we had a couple of interesting stories yesterday, including a fascinating invention to... I think this is a great invention to blow out birthday cake candles.
Yeah, I saw that thing. That was weird looking.
Yeah, it looks like a flute.
Yeah.
And it's
it looks like a kazoo kind of
thing. Kazoo is the better way to put it.
Yeah.
We need something to replace Make-A-Wish and blow out the candles. We just need something to say, make a wish, and then they put the candles out quietly.
No.
I don't, why you got to blow out the candles?
Like you throw the birthday hat. You get the birthday hat, you throw it, you make a wish, and it lands on a cake.
Make a wish and throw the hat.
No.
Yeah.
You get chocolate all over your hat.
I don't think.
I like if it lands on the dog.
Hat lands on the dog, your wish comes true. What do you think?
Really?
Blow out the candles. It makes just as much sense as blow out the candles.
Well, let me explain this.
Boy.
A guy in Virginia.
I get rolling in every time.
Named Mark Appelt.
Well, which is?
Was at a birthday party, and the sun was coming through the window just right, and as the kid blew the candles out, he could see all of the
spittle
kind of flying all over the cake, and this has been a problem. I mean, I can remember whatever his name is, Fauci, talking about this in the beginning of the pandemic, going, this is the one thing you can't do. So he was trying to figure out a way to have the kids be able to blow it out without spitting all over it.
Right.
And this is really a cool invention. You're correct. It does look more like a kazoo than a flute.
Thank you.
But you blow into this thing, and it just actually sends what you're blowing right back at you.
That doesn't sound fun either. Maybe we should all just stop blowing.
Well, no.
Wait a minute.
Hang on a second.
Hey,
let's not get carried away.
Hey, let's get crazy.
I ain't married yet.
I mean,
come
let's
on.
Not. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is, imagine it's. How do I put this? It's sort of like a U-shaped valve. So when you, as the person blows into it, it just sends that air right back at them.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, there's a propeller on the end of this thing. It's about the size of a flashlight. There's a propeller on it that obviously spins like one of those...
Meanwhile, the propeller spins.
Meanwhile, back at Tom's explanation.
I'm just trying to make this clear. This is radio, and this thing, unfortunately, has a rather unfortunate name. It's called the Blow Z. It's just $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
But, Christy, don't you think it's a good idea? Because it's got a little propeller, and the propeller, obviously, that blows out the candles.
See, this is where you and I differ. I have no problem with people blowing out candles.
Me neither.
I have no problem with it.
I'm
never have, never will.
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying.
If you're going to cover their mouth, especially with their mouth with your mouth, why do you care about they blow out the candles?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Okay? Yeah, at all.
No, it's the rest of the kids at the party.
There's an exchange of bodily fluids going on.
Here's the deal. I've explained this many times.
What if Bob Zaney were here with a birthday cake and Bob Zaney blew all over the cake? Would you eat a piece?
Well, of course not. He's a filthy human being.
I would.
Okay. Can you spell spirochete?
You need germs in your body. You
That's
have
a great,
to have
the fabulous
them.
Chad Daniels story where he and his son, the son's like 16, 17 at the time, and they're watching a movie, and Chad got some popcorn and a drink,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't get his kid to drink. He thought, well, we'll just share the drink. And he takes a drink, the pop, and passes it over to his kid, and his kid wipes off the top of it. And Chad goes, wait a minute. If you used to be one of my bodily fluids, don't clean the straw. Okay. There you go. But
see, scientifically, that's incorrect.
What
his
do you
son,
mean?
His son
what
made
you
a good
What
movie.
Are you trying to talk about?
The point is, this is a nice little thing.
It gives you the willies. I understand
that. Yes.
This tool really is called the Blow Z, BLOZEE. And it's just $9.99. I think it's a great, make a nice gift.
Make it. Okay, great.
This is one of those open me first gifts. Before the cake comes out.
Oh, I'd love to get that.
No, you don't show up to a party and give as a gift an accessory to make the cake safer, you crazy lunatic.
Yes, I do.
No,
of course
you
he
don't.
Does.
No,
he does.
If you give somebody this as a birthday gift, you better give them a gift card, too. This is a double birthday gift.
Well, sure.
And $200 for the insult.
Okay? Yes, thank you. Because you're saying, hey, I don't want to eat your...
scuzzy.
Spit cake.
Your droppings, your driplets.
I said spit cake.
Spit cake sticks.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, now, Pat, don't you have a tribute to this?
It didn't go over that well yesterday, but I'd be glad to do it again if you'd like.
Give it a shot, Pat. We're all ears.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Nobody sets up a song like Pat Godwin. Okay, this really sucked yesterday. Yeah, Let's try it again.
I've tried to tell Ace. Ace will go, well, I didn't write this one. Like, oh, here it comes.
So you sit here and he listened to the setup knowing he's going to want you to play the song.
No, I did not want to play it.
Oh, for
but I will.
Shaq, remember last summer, two summers ago, I saw Bob Seger, and he played all the hits, all the great songs.
I was there, I think.
All right, you guys, next song, not very good. Remember that? I told you about that?
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard him about him saying that. Yeah, right. I think it was you now that I think about it. This isn't very good. We're going to do her anyway.
Okay, this wasn't good yesterday, but I'm ready to give it a shot.
There you go.
Okay.
Once again, it's an actual thing called the Blowsy.
I was commissioned to write their jingle, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. When you blow and spit out the candles, the Blowsy catches it for you. Not a laugh so far.
What's that? That's
it. It looks
like.
Shut up.
Stop.
It looks like.
Do it as Sinatra.
Come on. Wait a minute.
We're already halfway through. It looks like. All right, happy. Happy birthday to you.
See?
Hey, happy birthday. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you're selling it now.
When you blow and spit out the candles, the Blowsy catches it for you. It looks like a flute. When you blow on and toot, it catches your spittle and the snot from your snoot.
Yeah.
Good night.
See, Frank sold it.
You're absolutely right.
That works. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, you're welcome.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
So, Pat, next time we go to a story that we did the day before, knowing you have a song for it, just go, yeah, I'm ready to play.
Not all the songs.
You never are ready to play.
I am ready to play.
She has a point.
You act like you're surprised.
You remind me of cashiers. You remind me of someone in front of me in line. They're putting their items on the grocery cart, and the cashier goes, that'll be $74.85. And the lady goes, oh, my God, I have to pay?
Yes.
Okay, hang on a second.
I don't know
where my wallet is.
Perfect analogy.
Jesus.
See when I paint a masterpiece, I don't want to paint it again. I want to paint a new one.
This,
your analogy is perfect.
It is perfect.
I got behind that lady at Target.
Yes, it happens every day.
I don't know what happened. There were like six items on the thing, and all of a sudden there's this conversation going on and back and forth and back and forth. What is happening here?
Look, I'm as friendly as the next guy, if the next guy is Mussolini. And I'm telling you.
Chick, I had this checked in public. The person was on their phone. I go, look at them. They're not even paying attention.
No.
This society. And then they were doing Apple Pay. They double clicked. They put their phone in and they paid. And I go, I should have shut up.
Well done, sir. Thank you.
Nice and quick. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, some of the stuff.
Have you tapped the card yet?
Yes.
Oh, the tapping the card's the best.
Well, and the Apple Pay, you get so spoiled, and then when they don't have it, you're like, what? I got to get my card out?
Well, the Apple Pay, and then the other thing is the QR codes when you're doing menus on your phone. Yeah. I feel like a jerk because I feel like the waiter comes to the table, the server comes to the table,
and I'm staring at my phone
the whole time. They go, what do you want? And it looks like I'm scrolling on Instagram
If I were a waiter, every time I'd come into a table, I'd just look over the shoulder and go, hey, nice beaver. And then their girlfriend's going, what the hell is going on over there?
What just happened?
I don't know.
We're having a nice conversation.
Do I have to play Beaver Gone Bad now?
Hang on a second. Are you implying that someone was looking at a picture of a beaver on a phone?
No. Willie's right. That's the thing.
Let him figure it out.
These places.
Okay, all right. Let's work it out.
Yeah. Okay, so you go there, and they don't have a menu. They've got that stand-up card. You take your phone, you put the thingy on it.
Or a decal stuck to the table.
Whatever the hell that something's called, right, then the menu's on your phone.
Right.
Right.
So the waiter comes up, and there's nothing that makes waiters and waitresses more upset than having people on their phones or doing something when they're trying to take their order because they have things to do.
Sure.
And so they come up, and you're standing at your screen. So I'm just saying, if there's a man having a nice, quiet dinner with a woman, you walk up and you look over the man's shoulder and you go, oh, hey, nice beaver. Then all of a sudden, then you walk away and, oh, can I get you some more ice?
Then, no, it's just as bad as so I thought.
That's right. That's bad.
So you're insulting his girlfriend. The boyfriend's mad at you. The woman, as society, is upset. I've been sexually assaulted. You will be arrested if you do that.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What did I just witness?
Good
I
have Lord. No
idea. I don't, we gave him the benefit of the doubt. We thought we'd let him talk.
Yeah, we let him explain.
Your Honor. Really explain the scenario, and he's right, because servers hate
happened
it.
Happened yesterday.
Servers hate it when
so
you're
So your
on
advice
your phone.
To a waiter is to come up and insult the lady with it, or sure. whoever's available, yes, throw an insult
these
out there.
Servers are working hard, and most people treat them badly, and it bothers me.
There we go. I can get along with that. That's
yeah,
good.
I do agree with that.
So if the guy's being a jerk, that's a
you
great
know, there
way
was a time in my life, I didn't know to tip. That's how white trash I am. I had no idea you were supposed to. I paid what the bill said, and I was just, I was sorely mistaken.
You thought that was
and then last week I found out you're supposed to tip.
Just last week. Wow.
Shock. Dear Bob and Tom, I've been a loyal, this is from someone called Rorschach. Must be a Watchman fan. I've been a loyal listener for around 12 years now. I work early morning, so I listen to full shows on the app, which puts me a day behind. Ergo, I listened to Tuesday's show, and I must say the awkwardness in which Kostaki just continued to plow ahead through all of your protests and blatant displeasure at what was happening may have been the funniest thing I've ever heard on your show since Tom was terrified by a plastic dog on the front stand. Or maybe that packed bus when a Godzilla movie is mentioned.
That's been retired.
Yes.
I'm glad that I got to hear Kostaki's fantasy, knowing I'll never, ever hear it on the air.
Yeah, it's one of those rarities.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a bootleg tape going out there.
I got to announce that we're getting our new puppy in a few days, and we've decided to name our puppy Frankie, and Bob has a little dog named Frankie.
That's not his name.
What?
That's not his name.
What is it?
His name's Frankie.
There you go.
That's his name.
Speaking of naming things, talked with Reno yesterday.
Yes. I think Frankie's dead, by the way.
Reno.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I won't bring it up then.
I talked with Reno Collier yesterday. Reno's got just recorded a new comedy show.
Yes.
And he likes the name Hill Jackson Nail Guns.
Oh, man, you've got...
You need a royalty chick.
And the video, the visual that you came up with, him
nail gunned to a partially built... He's
very
been working
fun
construction to a partially built structure.
Mm-hmm.
And he really likes the name. And I said, well, there's some speculation that the term Hill Jacks might be pejorative. I don't think so. I think it's kind of fun.
You could have chick holding the nail gun.
This maniacal look on my face.
Well,
what do you think?
Chick and I embrace our white trash background.
No, I'm not being critical.
No need to ignore it. You can't hide it.
Okay, that's fine. If you like that name, let us know, and we'll tell Reno. I still like Reno Failure.
No.
Have him in a hospital with a flat line.
You don't put Failure on your album.
Yes. You don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah. That's like Godwin saying the song is bad before it starts.
Well, it is. Especially if the word epic is in front of it.
Yes. What's a guy say in Office Space?
Yes, that's a horrible idea.
Horrible. What was Josh's labor and construction, labor and parts?
Labor and materials.
Labor and materials.
I think that's the good one.
Labor and material. I don't think there was an S on it.
I think labor and materials really good.
That's an inside joke because comedians call their acts material and nobody gets that.
Okay.
It's too inside.
Sorry, is that anything, Josh? Good to know.
We've been dressed down.
It's not funny or interesting.
Okay, what about mine that I said? Renovate with an 8 at the end of it, like Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
Yeah, Skater Boy.
That doesn't work for Reno.
That would be the TV show that he'd have on one of those fix-it networks.
On like an HGTV? Yeah. Oh, I love that network.
Renovate with Reno Collier. Yeah, they could do that.
Dude, be careful with letting your dog eat cicadas. You said that earlier.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Cicadas, they can cause your dog to have GI issues.
I bet.
Such as GI bleeding and bad diarrhea. Watch it.
As opposed to good diarrhea, which I saw those guys open for the Ramones.
No, you didn't. Let's move on.
Thanks, Christy.
We're also getting this. Many emails. Dear Tom, I'm going to need, are we going to do this, bro, to get my day started off?
Are we going to do this, bro?
What happened at the beginning of this?
You hit it every
That's
time.
It for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.